I'm Marilyn Rodriguez, and you're listening to The Peaceful Parent. But recently, I haven't felt too peaceful. In fact, I heard that the Maldives is very nice this time of year. I've never been. I could certainly use a week or two away, maybe a month. Or maybe I'll finally get one of those deluxe spa treatments, a hot stone massage, finishing off with a hydrodermabrasion session. Yeah, it's pricey, but I need to do something. And if Mum is happy, everyone's happy, right? Right. Well, it is right, at least, that parents, especially of young children, must look after themselves. And part of this is making sure we parents have sufficient opportunities for rest and restoration. We know that to care for our children properly, we need to be in pretty top form, because parenting well requires a lot of energy. But it isn't self-care to suddenly notice that we feel completely exhausted and on edge and need to take urgent and drastic measures to prop ourselves back up again. Proper self-care is about filling our various tanks, physical, mental, and spiritual. And we need to be mindful of all three, since they impact on each other. We build self-care into our daily lives with regular habits such as nourishing meal times, exercise, prayer, hobbies, and quality time spent with people we love and admire. Indeed, it is precisely through these things that we look after ourselves. If we are constantly filling our tanks, little and often during each day, then we shouldn't too often feel the desperate urge to get away from it all or blow our budget on treats we really can't afford. For me, the biggest thing I'm doing for myself lately is to make sure I'm getting enough sleep. When I'm sleep deprived, not only do I suffer, but my husband and children suffer too, because I'm not easy to live with. Self-care is absolutely necessary for everyone, especially people in positions of responsibility, and parenting comes with such great responsibility. There are no shortcuts. We need to make the choices day in and day out to go to bed earlier, to prepare healthy food, to make that doctor's appointment we keep putting off, to feed our spirit. We fight feelings of guilt for taking time to look after ourselves in little ways every single day, but it's worth it. Our children's true happiness depends on us being energetic, engaged, and fulfilled people. We have to take responsibility for our own physical, mental, and spiritual health. I'm Marilyn Rodriguez, and I hope you can do something kind for yourself today.